a Sunday school teacher was trying to communicate what Easter is all about and asked for volunteers. Little girl raised her hand, and she said, Easter is when you cook a great big turkey. You invite all the family in, and you say, Thanksgiving, which the teacher stopped it. No, no, little Susie, I'm sorry, but that's Thanksgiving. Oh. Little boy raised his hand. He knew what Easter was all about, and he said, I know. Easter is all about Jesus. And that he was born, and the three wise men came, they brought gifts, he was in a stable. No, little Tommy. No, that's Christmas. Oh. Finally, the little boy raised his hand. His name was Danny. He says, I know the answer. It's about Jesus, not when he was born, though, when he died. He died for our sins, and he did so on the cross. Teacher was beaming. He said, that's right, Danny. Continue. Danny did. But wait, there's more. They crucified him. They took him, they put him in a cave, rolled a stone in front of the cave. After 3 days, the stone was removed. Jesus came walking out. He looked down at his shadow, and we had 6 more weeks of winter. I don't think Danny got it quite right either. In reality, Jesus stepping out of the grave means that we have a new hope. I don't know if y'all realize what this year is, 2017. Anybody know? 40 years ago, what movie came out? Star Wars, right? Oh, yay. 40 years ago, Star Wars. Actually, Star Wars, when it first came out, and I remember, I think I was like 2 when I went to the theater to see it, give or take. That's slight exaggeration. But anyway, when it came out, it was Star Wars, but there was a subtitle. The subtitle is A New Hope. And I thought, how interesting that is that Star Wars has within it resurrection motifs, thoughts. There's the great fear of the ultimate weapon, which is the Death Star. And a ragtag band of know-nothings defeated it. In the resurrection, there's a great big weapon. It is death. And a ragtag band with their leader defeated it. Actually, the leader defeated it. In Star Wars, you have Darth Vader. And he looks like this complete personification of evil. And he's put in check because of goodness. In our resurrection story, we have evil. It looks like it won on Good Friday. And it's Good Friday because that's the day in which our sins are addressed, that we are now able to be free from our sins. And it looks like evil wins simply 3 days ago. But in reality, love wins. Compassion wins. God pouring his life into Jesus wins. And on this day, we have a new hope. It looked like, in the Star Wars motif, and on that first Easter event, that hate was stronger. That's what it looks like. In reality, God and God's love is the conqueror. The amazing thing about this incredible moment is that in that first Easter morning, God brings new hope. Now, he brought it for those first apostles who followed him. But it just doesn't sit back there 21 centuries ago. The resurrection brought hope to Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Clopas, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the 12 apostles who followed. It brought hope to them, yes. But the resurrection wasn't just for that day and that time. It's meant for us in our day and in our time. The beauty of the resurrection is no matter what we face today, and it can be the capital word C of cancer, it can be a loss of a job, it can be someone who you thought loved you, said they don't love you anymore. No matter what we face in this modern day time, that first Easter is meant for us today. It's meant for us to have a new hope in the middle of it. That if we think in our day and time that death or evil or hate wins, God's already addressed every one of those on that first Easter. So that we can accept that now in our modern day times. No matter what happens at the national level even. You know, we're afraid of all the world events. Is one country going to send that missile? Are we going to send a missile back? Realize that in the day and time of Jesus, the world looked like it was falling apart then. And God used all of that to turn lives around and create good. In the Star Wars motif, this new hope that arose, we find the last of the Jedis arrive. And that's fantasy. The beauty of the resurrection is that there are people who saw Jesus. You heard my reading of the Gospel of John. John, the one that arrived at the tomb first, he saw what it looked like. There were grave clothes inside. There was no body. He saw Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene saw the angels. Mary Magdalene saw Jesus. The eyewitness accounts bring to us that this isn't fantasy that we have in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is reality. That God knew what we would face now, and He addressed it on that first Easter morning with a resurrection. So no matter where your heart is today, realize that God has already given you hope. When we look back and find the tomb is empty, that God's goodness is reigning, that God's love is now present, not just on that first Easter, but now. Karl Barth, one of the theologians of the 50s, he started the second of the Reformations. There was one in the 1500, and when we all got kind of, Karl Barth came up with a wonderful way of looking back at the Scriptures and embracing them. He said this about Easter and the message there. This is his quote. The Easter message tells us that our enemies of sin, the curse, death, evil, they are beaten. They still behave as though the game were not decided, the battle not fought. We must still reckon with them, but fundamentally, realistically, we can cease to fear them because Jesus defeated every one of our enemies, our sin, the curse, death, and evil. They've been beaten in the resurrection. So folks, what's this mean for us today? That on this resurrection day, you can have a new hope. And that new hope can carry into the next day. May tomorrow not be like all the rest of your Mondays. You know, when you get up and say, oh, good Lord, it's Monday. No. Because you now follow a resurrected Lord, tomorrow is a brand new opportunity. Tomorrow is the opportunity to be able to say, whatever you face, God, turn it around for good. And if it's good, God, turn it around and make it better. And if it's better, God, turn around and make it the best. And God will do that. Because God loves us. That's why He sent a Savior. So no matter what we face, death of a loved one, loved one has cancer, you might have it, body part that doesn't work anymore, or it's a celebratory moment. Incredible things are happening. You just got a new job, no matter what. Realize that God can work that to our betterment and to even what's better than that. Let me close with this story. Dwight Moody was an evangelist back in the 1800s, middle 1800s, and he had a unique way of looking at this. Here's a quote that he made. His actually inadvertently put his name in the obituary column and said that he died, right? So his quote was this. Someday you will actually read in the papers that D.L. Moody is dead. Don't you believe it? At that moment, I shall be more alive than I am right now. I shall have gone up higher. That's all. I was born in the flesh in 1837. I was born of the Spirit in 1856. And that which is born of the flesh may die, but that which is born of the Spirit will live on forever. That's what we celebrate today. A new hope that when we embrace Jesus, all of that which we face, God will turn it into amazing things into our lives. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for defeating our greatest enemy of death and sin and evil. You've done it with the higher powers of light and love and goodness and life. We're grateful, Lord, that you pour those into our heart. All we simply have to do is follow Jesus. And all those things come our way. Thank you that tomorrow will also be a resurrection day. And that Tuesday, we can celebrate that as a resurrection day. Because you intended every day from here on will be a joyous celebration of new life. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.